everybody. Welcome to Edge of Wonder with your hosts, Ben and Rob. Well, it's a MAGA versus Rhino showdown in the political world right now. But why are some Republican politicians so adamantly opposed to Trump when he honestly seems to be the most influential figure in America? With Liz Cheney and her father out there talking smack, is Liz on a roll or out of luck if she wants to run for president? And speaking of being out of luck, is that what we are? Especially if the World Economic Forum is paving the way for the fourth industrial revolution. So join us on this Edge of Wonder live show where we'll wade through the political battlefield tonight. And if it's your first time watching, welcome. We're investigative researchers who expose covered up truths like the war on children and how much sexual content is deliberately put into children's programming. We unearth hidden history like hidden Hitler's search for relics of power. And we share information the mainstream media won't discuss, like Bigfoot and UFO sightings. And we explore humanity's buried spiritual potential, like the power of the mind and near-death experiences.
Yeah, and if you like what we do and want to support our work, please consider subscribing to our private platform, Rise.tv. In a climate of censorship and division, our YouTube channel was deleted. But we didn't want to stay silent, so we built a whole platform with lots of great content so that we could still bring you guys the truth. And in addition to our live Q&A and exclusive segments on our live shows on Rise.tv, we also have our Edge of Wonder series, shows from other content creators like Man in America and Chronicles of a Psychic Spy. We have comedy, movies, and more. And today, we'll ask some interesting questions on Rise TV, such as how is Dick Cheney connected to 9/11, MKUltra, as well as government cover-ups? So we're so grateful for our supporters like you who allow us to keep doing what we're doing. And it's so much fun to see everyone in our live chats together on Rise TV. So we can't wait to see you there. But for now, let's get into this topic of the MAGA versus Rhino showdown and the infighting in the Republican Party and this massive can of worms of Dick Cheney. So we'll see you guys out
on the edge. it was really not easy for me to not make any Dick Cheney jokes there.
Oh, but, my gosh. I've been wanting to. it's just
the whole time. Easy. Yeah, you were talking. I was just like, should I sneak one in?
Sorry, my light fell down. I had to fix that real quick. Yeah, I know. I was, I'm like the same way. I'm like, dude, like, this is whatever. I'm just like kind of dumbfounded, you know, right now. Like, how did even, like, I honestly thought, like, dude, if you read articles from the late 2000s coming into the early, like, 2010s, right? Everything is talking about his health. He had like multiple.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy surgeries. He had a heart transplant.
Like, you're talking about Dick Cheney, right? Like, side of his face was like you couldn't even use side of his face.
Yeah. Like, all these health issues. And they're all like, all of these articles are stressing like how he looks like he could potentially die pretty soon. And then we don't
similarly
really
to
him.
Biden, actually.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, like, there's a lot of articles or different people talking about Biden's health, but it's kind of getting swept under the rug, right?
Right, right.
But you know what's really weird, Ben?
What's
is
that?
You know, this phenomena in, you know, the Democratic Party where you have a figure like Liz Cheney, right? She gets blown out of the political water in Wyoming, right? In
Wyoming. Yeah.
She gets blown out of the water, and then somehow they're trying to make a case for someone who failed miserably in the smallest state in the country, well, the smallest population, one of the smallest populations in the country. They're like trying to make a case for her to run for president. And it's like, I just, like, why do they keep recycling these politicians in the Democratic Party that fail miserably?
No, she's a Republican.
That's what I meant. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Republican. No. But it's like, why are they like recycling these people? And like, the only answer to that is it's like the cabal, right? Like,
Like
she's obviously backed by the same globalist groups that, you know, like it's very similar to Biden in a way where Biden was like a political failure. You know, like if you go back into the 80s and the 90s, like all they were talking about was him plagiarizing stuff, you know, being a complete bonehead, you know, the racism, the what?
The media hated him.
Yeah, they hated
like,
him.
They really did, you know? I mean, they didn't change their narrative on him until he really became vice president under Obama in a lot of ways.
It's like weird. Like, why recycle these people that people don't like unless they're just a part of the gang, you know?
I think that's it, you know? And so a lot, like, I've had some conversations recently where a lot of people don't understand what a RINO is, you know, and actually RINO stands for Republican in name only. So in other words, it's like, you know, and that's
they're,
where it's
part kind of the system, but they are call yes. themselves a Republican.
Yeah, yeah. It would be like no difference thing. Like, okay, you know, it's in reality, they're for the other side. They're just Republican in name. Like, I'm going to run Republican. But really, you know, like, this is why it blows my mind. You have Bush, who, again, the media hated. We'll show, like, I don't know if you guys remember that Madonna video that came out in the early 2000s. We're going to show that later, where she, like, threw a grenade. It was this guy that looks like Bush, and he catches it and everything else in one of her music videos. And it was, like, such a massive controversy, right? It's like nobody really liked him. And now, all of a sudden, everything's different, and people on the left now are like praising Bush, and it's like, you guys remember, like, probably some of them are too young to remember too what happened with Afghanistan and Iraq and then, you know, 9/11, and we're gonna get into all that with later on. I found some crazy documents that probably most people forgot about, but yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, why, like, what would be the point, Rob? What do you think is the point of somebody saying they're going to run Republican? But what do you think is really the motive behind all of this, and why?
I mean, you know, I think you know what I think is the motive behind this is that, if we zoom out, Republicans in name only have existed for the last 50 years. You know, in a way, the group that was being controlled more in the past may have even been the Republican Party. But all of a sudden now, there's a lot of people waking up and paying attention. And somehow, the Rebel Alliance is the Republicans right now, which no one ever really expected to happen, right? And I think the only purpose for a Republican to be running, like, specifically against Trump is if they're planning on stealing an election,
yeah,
or trying to, or attempting to, because look, she couldn't even win in the smallest state, population-wise, in the country, nearly, right? And so, yeah. What business does she have running for president when she's not even popular in that state? I mean, and Wyoming is by and large Republican because of the farmland and all of that stuff, and she got blown out of the water by a real Republican who's like, I mean, Trump, that was supported. Some good speeches. Did you hear any of the speeches that
no I didn't heard? Actually but I heard, like, Trump supporting him, and then it like she lost by like 37 points or something, which is a lot, actually. So it's a
there's
whole
been
lot.
some funny stuff that these people that are winning, that are in the MAGA camp, you know, there's been some funny stuff that they've been saying when they're campaigning, because they're talking very clearly about what's happening, you know.
Yeah, and I was having a hard time figuring out who their target voter really is. Because, like,
you mean in the Republican Party, or
just like Liz Cheney coming out, right? Like, who is she really? Like, I can't figure out who her target voter
is. I think her target voters are Democrats.
That's the weird thing, right?
She is a Democrat. Like,
it's like, oh, well, she's just against Trump, so that's why I'll vote for her. But what's fascinating is, like, looking on Twitter from a lot of, like, Democratic kind of people, most of them were criticizing Cheney. They like, a lot, especially the older ones. It's like, hey, we remember his war crimes. Like, he was charged for war crimes. Whatever happened to that? Oh, yeah, Obama let him off. Who was the vice president under Obama? Oh, yeah, Biden, right? So it's just, like, it all kind of, like, ties together. But then it's like all of the the people out there that are more were like Bernie Sanders supporters are also really unhappy about this. So the only thing I can kind of figure out who our target market is would be like conservatives that don't like Trump, which isn't really a large audience. So
yeah,
it's like she would have been better off running as a Democrat, honestly.
Even the conservatives that don't like Trump, their main complaint is just that, like, his Twitter feed probably, and they're leaning libertarian and they want to see someone else try to come in
completely usually. And you guys, I found something a very interesting discovery today. So in Wyoming, the IRS building, which is called the IRS Office Casper Building. Well, I mean, that's their office, IRS Casper. The building is actually called the Dick Cheney Federal Building. So the IRS office at Casper is located in the famous Dick Cheney Federal Building in Wyoming. So I thought that was a very interesting thing because she's like running in Wyoming. We're having like all this crazy stuff related with the IRS, and then they just have to be located.
Why would it be so their whole family is from Wyoming?
I was kind of looking into it, but I didn't really get that far. So that's what I was assuming. Now, it could be wrong, but I mean, I that's the only thing I can kind of come up with and why she would be running in Wyoming of all places. So, you know, and then it's like she lost by a landslide, and then it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to run for president. It's like, again, who's going to vote for you? Like, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And, you know, it shows how much they really fear, you know. Okay, whether or not you like Trump or not is like, putting all that aside, the issue is really like, that's the only thing that they're going for. It's like, oh yeah, Cheney has all these war crimes, there's all these things going on, which we'll get into exposing all of that. And then it's like, oh yeah, just because you're against Trump, you think that you're gonna win or become, you know, whatever. And that's where it gets really strange. But then as soon as Trump shows any kind of support, all those people have won. Dude,
can you imagine Trump and her in a debate?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
He would wipe the floor with her. He just bring up her background. You know what? Liz Cheney is kind of like the Klaus Schwab of America. Schwab's daddy was a Nazi. I mean, you know, and somehow everyone's overlooking that. It's the same, you know.
Her dad
was probably buddies with, you know, all those people.
Yeah, and actually, we'll get into that when we really talk about 9/11 on Rise TV. We can't really do it here.
No.
When we get to Rise TV, I found some crazy documents, like all that stuff related to Cheney and, you know, what really happened, what people forgot about what happened, and why we went to war, and the whole oil scandal. So all of that's been kind of brushed aside by the media and people on Twitter. But I was really shocked to hear that Elon Musk went to a party to celebrate Cheney's loss.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah, he went, I guess there was a candidate named Kevin McCarthy, and he went to that party, and they were celebrating Liz Cheney's loss. And there was a woman that took a photo.
Elon looks like he's been drinking there for sure.
Probably talking a lot of people about Twitter. So
yeah, at least he has a good time, you know. Good for him.
Yeah. That's cool that he can just go to these places and not worry about things. So, and the other thing that kind of came out was Liz Cheney's argument for the she was going on this whole thing about January 6th, and there's this, she claimed that there's this guy named Bernie Couric who attended this management meeting in DC during all this time, but he was actually in New York and not in DC, and she was claiming this. So it's just like, it's so crazy because again, the media is just, it's like they're not fact checking anybody on the other side. You know, anybody that's against Trump, we will not fact check them. And I think that's why I have the biggest problem with this. So this guy is a New York City police commissioner, and they said that she said that he attended this meeting on January 5th in DC, where Trump supposedly was discussing how to overturn the election and whatnot, but he wasn't there. So anyway, it's like all this crazy stuff that's going on with
Ben,
the other side.
You think, you know, I saw some news out there that, you know, some pretty high level people like General Flynn think that Trump is going to get indicted. You think that's going to
really
happen? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to try to make that happen.
And technically speaking, what does indicted mean? Indicted means like you can get arrested. You're indicted now, right? So you're in.
Technically, I mean, like, but look what, like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, as we're talking about with Cheney, he was him and I forget the other guy that he was with. It wasn't Bush.
To charge with a crime. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the finding or presentment of a jury, such as a grand jury, in due form of law. So they get a grand jury, they pay them off. He's on trial. They find him guilty, and then he can never run for president again. That's the point of this.
Mm-hmm.
And now Flynn thinks that he'll be indicted.
And it's possible. But I mean, and this is what's crazy, because Cheney was with all this, dude. I mean, this is not a conspiracy. He worked with Donald Rumsfeld while he was vice president to establish an alternative intelligence agency within the Pentagon itself. And even The Atlantic has an article all about it, remembering why Americans loathed Dick Cheney. And it's because he was doing all these things behind the scenes that no one really knew about at the time until things started getting exposed. And, you know, and then the other whole conspiracy, or not even conspiracy, this was also what he was charged for with the war crimes, because it was like he was trying to figure out how to utilize the oil specifically in Iraq. And it's like, you know, we have 9/11 happen. Everyone's like, Bin Laden's in Afghanistan, we go to Iraq. It's like, and that was the question that I was asking I forget the year that we went to war. It was like 2003, 2004, whatever. And I was like, why are we in Afghanistan? Like, I really couldn't figure it out. I was like, why are we in Iraq? I mean, we did go to Afghanistan later, but the first thing that we invaded was Iraq. And everyone's like, dude, we're going to Iraq because Bush wants to continue on with what his father did with the war in Iraq, you know? And it was like, they didn't finish it. And now all of a sudden they needed an excuse to finish it. And that's what everyone, like so many people I knew, thought was going on during like after 9/11, you know? So it's just, and we're going to get into more of that and show really the breakdown of really how crazy that was. And word for word, what Cheney was saying during that time. So we'll talk about that later. But I think we need to get into we need to have a trailer break, right?
Sure, yeah. Yep.
So we'll get in a trailer break, and then we'll show some videos of what people have been saying about Cheney over the years. And
Liz or Dick?
Weird. Well, sorry, Mr. Dick.
Mr. Dick. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right.
After this trailer break,
we'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of a crematorium with 50 security guards?
So they would hang you up?
As an American who grew up in a free society, their story was hard for me to take in.
That was basically what they learned. They learned how to do this. They got promoted through the system.
Substantial amount of blood was drawn.
You can't wait for somebody to come and get you for your to stop the practice. By then, it's going to be too late.
And that's exactly what happened. What's next?
America people, so nice. Heart so good. They don't understand the truth.
All the evidence is there. You can see it all on video. Every document is there.
This is very different from the old days when we dealt with the Soviets, because Soviet Union and the Americans, the United States, were completely separated. Now, the enemies are within.
All right.
Lindsay, why don't the first thing we pull up is this. This is actually kind of shocking. This is from MSNBC criticizing Cheney here. I mean, okay, like, granted, this is her father or not her, but if it was truly me, I would want to do this independently. I was like, hey, Dad, don't say anything. It's just going to make me look bad. Like, that's what I would think. Instead, he like paid Fox News for like a whole promotional video. You know, it's so bizarre. But this is very fascinating. So let's play this for a second.
Dick Cheney accompanied daughter Liz onto the House floor on Thursday to commemorate the 1/6 attack. Democrats led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi lined up to shake his hand. And I get it, all hands on deck. It's good even when Republicans we dislike stand up to Trump and the authoritarianism of the modern GOP. But I'm sorry, Dick Cheney is beyond the pale and deserves no rehabilitation. Let me remind you why in just 60 seconds. Start the clock. It was Dick Cheney who was the driving force behind the illegal invasion of Iraq, which led to hundreds of thousands of innocent deaths. It was Dick Cheney who falsely claimed as fact that Saddam Hussein had WMDs, who lied about Saddam and bin Laden working together, who ridiculously declared that we would be greeted as liberators. It was Dick Cheney who was instrumental in authorizing the use of torture, including waterboarding, and said years later he had no regrets and would do it all again, who was one of the architects of Guantanamo Bay, which is still shamefully open today. It was Dick Cheney who pushed for U.S. citizens to be detained without charge as enemy combatants, who was the mastermind behind the NSA program to spy on the phone calls and emails of U.S. citizens without a warrant. It was Dick Cheney who was defense secretary, got Halliburton millions of dollars in government contracts, then got paid millions by Halliburton to be its CEO, then as part of the Bush administration got Halliburton billions more dollars in government contracts. It was Dick Cheney who pushed for a so-called unitary executive theory, which basically says the president, including Donald Trump, can do whatever they want. It was Dick Cheney who endorsed Trump for president in 2016 and was part of fundraising efforts for Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. So I'm sorry, war crimes, torture, corruption, abuse of power? Dick Cheney, in my view, should be on trial, not shaking his bloodstained hand with congressional Democrats or pretending to be part of some sort of pro-democracy coalition.
I was already pretty impressed at the 30-second mark, but wow. So Dick Cheney actually helped fund Trump's 2016 run?
I mean, he might have like came out in support, you know. That's possible. I mean, it really...
Maybe they were hoping that would throw his campaign off by having him support. But why is all of a sudden the slate cleared for Liz Cheney, connected to her daddy, who nobody likes, not even MSNBC?
I know that's what I mean. Like, this is really strange. Like, even people, there was a lot of tweets about this. Like, people are telling her, hey, like, why don't you just do this on your own? Why do you need your father to back you up? It looks kind of weird, right? But on top of that too, on top of being the vice president, Dick Cheney was also the director of the Council of Foreign Relations for quite a while as well.
Who was Dick?
Yeah.
He was the director?
He was the director.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was for a few years. I don't know if it was how long it was, but it was definitely for a few years. Okay, we can show this video. I was gonna wait for it, but this is... I got to show this to you, Rob, because you're going to like freak out about this, actually. So, Lindsay, I just put it underneath in the doc for us. So this video has Clinton, Rockefeller, and Cheney all in one video.
Joy.
I'm not sure what year this is from. This is from a long time ago. I'm thinking this is either why this might be either right before or right after. I think this is before he was vice president, because I think she's the first lady here.
Thank you very much, Richard. And I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, I guess, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far
advice.
To go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about
how to run the country.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
Yep.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Gee, I wonder why. So,
oh my goodness, they all laughed.
Yeah, and the thing that this doesn't also say is that David Rockefeller founded the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, it might have been I'm pretty sure it was David Rockefeller that found it.
There was a few involved with that.
Cheney just, it can't just be like, hey, I want to be in charge of this, right? They have to put them in there. So this is so fascinating. And I don't even think the person that was making this video even put all this together. But you have David Rockefeller asking Cheney specifically about the question about the World Economic Trade, basically. That's them like setting this whole thing up. I feel like it's just this precursor to all this stuff. And he's like thanking him, but it's like they already arranged this. Like that's why he was there. That's why he's vice president, because I almost feel like he's thanking him because it's like, oh, thank you for doing what you're doing as vice president, because it's helping us in our global world domination.
It's been on my mind for some time, as I have been the commissioner of every nefarious organization related to America, both at home and abroad.
Seriously, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And it's like, man, you know, like, what is going on here? So,
I mean, part at the end too, where he was like, you know, I was once director, but I hadn't mentioned it in my home state of Wyoming. And then they all start laughing together, and like it ended on them laughing together. Like,
I know
it's all a big joke to them.
It's like, is this like the Bilderberg meeting or something like that? I don't know.
Council on Foreign, maybe folks in Wyoming are really awake. I mean, maybe they know that stuff. And so
Probably most of the people in that room weren't even from Wyoming. So, or maybe like very small amount. Most of them were,
you know what,
just from
I think
DC.
I'm getting the sense here that, and you know, Ben, like, tell me your opinion on this. I'm going to tell you what I think, and I want to hear your opinion. So, I feel like the Rockefellers ran America for a really long time behind the scenes, right? Mm-hmm. The Rockefellers actually were warring against different families in the cabal, like the banking families, because they owned the oil, right? And the oil was a very American thing. So what made America rich and prosperous was the innovation, the oil, like a lot of these different industries that the Rockefellers were basically at the head of, right? The Rockefellers are by and large becoming more and more in the rearview mirror, and the globalists, the generations of globalists down the line, are still functioning and young enough to be running the world. And it seems like this is how America, from a family point of view, is actually being toppled right now, the way that it is these other families don't necessarily think that America should have the industry and power that they have. So they're trying to, you know, globalize the entire thing. And, you know, maybe some of them are a part of it, but it looks kind of like, you know, kind of what I'm telling you, it seems to be have going on in the background for a while. And I could be wrong, but what do you
think? No. I mean, I think that, you know, this is what is happening. And it's like everyone's part of the club, and anybody that's not part of the club is a danger to everybody in that club, because then it's exactly
Dave Chappelle.
I think that, you know, again, a lot of it is blackmail. Probably a lot of people don't even really necessarily want to do it, but I think that, you know, that's why, to me, going back to the whole Rhino discussion about Republicans and Democrats, it's like, dude, it's the same bird. It's just two different. It's like, you know, both wings on the one bird. You know, we have to figure out, like, what is the truth of this and reality. I mean, I think even Elon is kind of on the same page where, you know, again, Elon is not a Republican. He's not really a conservative person even as much. Like, his thinking is not necessarily conservative, but it's like,
he's,
you know,
rational and moderate.
That's the thing. This isn't even about, again, it's not about left and right.
Yeah, but if you're moderate and if you're rational now, period, if you're rational, whether you're conservative or not, you know, you're considered now to be a far right conspiracy theorist.
Conservative conspiracy.
Like, dude, if that report, where it was just pointing out what the Rockefellers were in charge of, or what was his name there? Was that John? That wasn't John. That was
No, that was David Rockefeller.
David Rockefeller.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
David Rockefeller just was died, in charge of. If that report came out now,
and that's what we just did, right?
Never happened.
We're actually are going to publish our series tomorrow, all about more on the oil industry. And this goes deeper into the Rockefellers, specifically David Rockefeller. Well, yeah, John Rockefeller and then David and all this, and really what happened and how the Rockefellers rose to power.
The Big Oil Industrial Complex series that we produced, that's on Rise TV, just for you guys watching on Rise TV, is probably one of the best series we've produced in a long while. So if you're out there, if you're on Rumble and you're watching us, you should definitely come over and check out the Big Oil Industrial Complex on rise.tv, where we go through the history of the Rockefeller family and how America got to where it got today, and all kinds of peripheral information, even about the car industries, all of the misinformation that's been throughout history about electric cars, about gasoline, like what we use. And it is a joke. Like, actually, we're being played so much harder than we thought we were being played. And you guys should check that out.
It's
actually
true.
We're gonna go into why don't we just show that trailer right now for the Big Oil Industrial Complex, since we're on the subject. Lindsay, is that something that you could pull up for us and load it in so we can watch that right now?
Sure. So this is the trailer for episodes 1 and 2 that deal a lot with plastic and how big oil is controlling our world that way. And then tomorrow and the following episode are going to be a lot on the history, like you just mentioned. So here's the trailer for episode 1 and 2.
Thank you.
The planet is dying. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We're made to feel guilty for causing climate change. But what if this is a bigger agenda being financed by big oil itself? In Edge of Wonder's explosive series, The Big Oil Industrial Complex, we ask, is it all a big scam?
When it comes to oil, it does so much more than just provide our gas. Yet,
people know very little about how much oil goes into creating one of the biggest potential health threats on the planet right now. Plastic.
Bike to work. What's your carbon footprint? Don't use plastic straws. Are the companies pointing fingers really the ones responsible for the destruction?
Why are there plastics in our blood? And if everyone cares so much, then why is there not more pressure on these massive companies to make changes? Who's really behind it all, and why are they doing this?
Is the focus on profits, making these industries turn a blind eye to what they are really doing to our bodies?
Nowadays, plastic is in everything, including all bubblegum.
Get ready for an exposé that will turn the oil industry on its head.
You won't believe what we found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and that was just the plastic side of things. So what's publishing tomorrow is all about the, you know, the gasoline side of this entire equation, which is a massive rabbit hole. So you guys will love that.
It definitely is. Yes. All right. Okay, I'm trying to think where to go to now. There's just so much going on with Cheney. It's just like, I don't even know. Well, okay. One thing I can say, you guys, something else that I found, and I was even surprised that CBS had this article. So Lindsay, if you could pull this up about CBS. Bush and Cheney are actually cousins. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Well, but not first cousins.
Not first cousins. I guess not. And oh my
distant
God.
Distant cousins.
Dude, the Bush family tree is just the most bizarre thing ever, though, because
I think they're related to the Loch Ness Monster, too.
Well, if you want to say that's
you got that reference,
Obama, they are related to Obama too. So
are you saying that Michelle Obama is the Loch Ness Monster? Because I could I could buy into that.
No, that's what you're saying. That's what you're maybe implying, but no.
No, I was implying that the Bush family, because of the mother on Junior side, you know, she's apparently reportedly Aleister Crowley's daughter, and Aleister Crowley is the one that, you know, wrote the report on.
And I guess they're kind of related too in some weird cousin way. It's like some cousin once removed or something. So Senior George Bush Senior and Barbara, it's really bizarre. Actually, this family has a lot. I mean, this is crazy because he's cousins with Cheney, also Obama. Bush 11th cousin and 9th cousin is also, no, I'm sorry, 9th cousin of Brad Pitt, is if you want to get weird. And it's also, they're also related to Abraham Lincoln and John Kerry as well.
Man, what was that?
It's
what was
really that, weird. And there's royalty in the bloodline too. They're also related to Princess Diana. And I mean, this is like getting pretty big now, you know, it's like the 11th or cousin or something, but still you can figure out a family tree through all of this. And
documentary that came out in like 2015 that showed that young girl showed that all of the presidents were related to one another except one. Something like that, right?
Yeah, actually. And there was a girl, I think we have that. There was a little girl. And
what was the name of that documentary again? I always forget. It was really good.
I'm not sure what the name of that was. I'm
looking for it right now, but I can't.
Sorry, Lindsay, we're kind of jumping around in here. Oh, the other thing we got to talk about too is the Michael Moore video, because that was crazy. I'm trying to find the. Well, what happened to that? Sorry, guys. War criminal. Anyway, there was a girl in school who figured out this whole entire thing about all these people related, and she figured out that basically every single one of these presidents. There it is. Yeah. 12-year-old girl discovers that all but one U.S. president are directly related to each other. Like, this is huge.
What was in the? But this was in that documentary.
It was in this documentary
about communism and stuff.
Yeah, but it was just so fascinating. Lindsay, if you scroll down a little bit, thanks for finding it. I had the link, you guys, and it kind of maybe I accidentally deleted it. I'm not sure. But this is really crazy stuff. Took an estimated of 500,000 documents. There was one I had where I actually had the photo of the girl and she like broke down the whole thing of like
how there's a video. There's a video of it. I'm trying to find. I can't locate it right here where it shows her in that documentary talk about that. Like that, it's a clip from that documentary. Oh, yeah, here it is, actually. No, you're right. It was a local news thing.
Major discovery about President Obama. She and her grandfather say that President Obama is related to all but one U.S. president. We get more tonight from Action News reporter Felix Cortez, who's live in our Salinas newsroom.
Well, Dan, the youngster spent the summer, really all summer, tracing the family tree of our presidents. Her conclusion that all the presidents, with the exception of one, share the same grandfather.
Well, first we start off with George Washington at the top, and then it goes to John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
11-year-old Bridgette Dovigno says she's made a first of its kind discovery that President Obama and all the presidents before him, with the exception of one, are related and descendants of a former king of England.
No, they're all cousins and they're grandsons of John Lackland.
Dovigno says she spent countless hours on the internet over the summer researching the lineage of our presidents, a project that started with her trying to trace her own family tree.
But I'm the first historian to do all the presidents. I'm very glad I got this done, and I think it will turn out to be a success.
The Monta Vista Christian seventh grader has written President Obama to tell him the presidents before him are his cousins. She hopes to present this family tree chart personally to the president. But Bridgette has her skeptics, including this reporter, her biggest supporter and firm believer that Obama is a descendant of a former king of England, is no doubt her mother.
If you have a child, and they 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 have a child, all she's saying is this guy is the great 25th, 27th, depending on what line it is. He created all this family. So do I believe it? Yes. It's hard, but it's true.
Well,
I love that it was a little person that did that. You know, I looked into this a little bit, and there's a lot of reporters out there that are like, well, of course, it's like that. There were so many less people in the world back then. So it wouldn't be hard for, an unlimited amount of people to all have the same grand. And I was just kind of like, I think you're missing the point here. But okay.
Yeah, this is a little different. You know, especially since they love their bloodline so much. So, it's just all of it is just super weird. It really is. And yeah. And so like anybody outside, you know, they didn't say who the one.
I thought they said it in there.
It was maybe a long time ago.
It was somebody like John Adams or something. He was the only one, or it was somebody like that. I can't remember.
I think it was Van Buren, but I'm going to check for you.
Yeah. Might have been.
That's really interesting. Well, the other thing, you know, this is kind of interesting because it does kind of show more of like Dick Cheney's crimes. So, it is Martin Van Buren.
You're right.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I thought we kind of can show this video of Michael Moore speaking about Cheney on CNN in 2013. So this is another really kind of, it's just because like Michael Moore, you know, I used to think he was so cool and I was like, always watching all his documentaries and stuff, especially when he did 9/11 and it was like crazy. There's so much there that he put into it. And he's like blaming Bush and Cheney throughout the whole thing of 9/11. And then it's like, you don't really hear from it. But this is kind of interesting what he's saying here, at least.
Can you see what happens in just today in Baghdad? 55 people killed in, I think, 17 different bombings.
Yeah, and this is 2013.
Two other assassinations took place. 200 plus people wounded. That's a typical day in Baghdad.
That's right.
Over the last few years. I mean, this is not peace. This is not democracy. This is not freedom.
Right. Now,
what is it?
Right. What it is first of all, we set this thing up to where we supported the Shiites and the Sunnis are now. And now there's going to be a version of a civil war. Right now, as we speak here live on CNN, there's an alternate reality taking place on another network. And they're over there today saying how great it is. Iraq's free.
You mean Fox?
I don't really want to. Disparage.
Well, Donald Rumsfeld, let me read a tweet from Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, okay.
10 years ago, began a long, difficult work of liberating 25 million Iraqis. All who played a role in history deserve our respect and appreciation.
Well, he's a war criminal, as far as I'm concerned. I don't understand why he, Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz are still walking the streets. You know, they can get away. The way they're trying to revise history now is by saying, well, it was a mistake or we were given bad information. You know, if let's say somebody sent a tweet to us right now or sent me an email that said Goldman Sachs downtown right now in their basement, they have kidnapped children and they're holding them there. And I then tell the police this. What will happen to me when they go down to Goldman Sachs and find out that there's actually no kids kidnapped in the basement of Goldman Sachs? And you, of course, you would think I would want to go after Goldman Sachs as Bush wanted to go after Saddam. But I think I'd be arrested. I think I'd be arrested if I produced false information. And to just say it's a mistake, you know, it's if somebody ran over your four-year-old, they get out of the car and they go, oh, I'm sorry. Mistake.
I mean,
it's just
what a confusing and interesting character Michael Moore is.
Seriously,
I never trust the dude after everything that happened over the last like 5 or 6 years. But
no, not especially not with all like with what happened with Trump.
It's like,
and
who's
everything
paying
else.
Him? I don't.
It was really weird. Yeah, it really was weird, and just. Yeah, I thought he was like really.
Well, he had one.
But he switched.
He had one trailer that was really pro Trump, and then all of a sudden he just started going hard against him.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And what's strange is that first trailer he did that was pro Trump was like, it was almost like we were watching the history of a man being blackmailed unfold before our eyes on video. You know, like who's I don't know. It's how do you flip like that?
That's right.
You don't flip like that unless you're being.
He was really saying some really positive stuff about Trump, and then all of a sudden he just completely changed. That's right. It was really weird. It was so weird. And I remember like everyone was freaking out about that. That's right. I completely forgot about that.
Well, in other news, Bush's 11th cousin. And the 9th cousin of actor Brad Pitt. So Bush's 11th cousin. Oh, sorry. Cheney's cousin Obama is also Mr. Bush's 11th cousin and the 9th cousin of actor Brad Pitt. That's weird. Maybe everyone in America is related. But why do we why don't we look as weird as people in Britain? No offense if you're from the UK. Just kidding.
Yeah, well, I think, all of them, obviously, because yeah, like I said earlier, bloodlines are important to them. So, and then like everything that's kind of going on with the IRS and then the World Economic Forum. And
so the central mm-hmm. digital bank, right? I think that it's the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. This is coming in December. And what's crazy about this, like, think about it. Biden is like 2 years into his presidency. And you know how like Obama was determined to roll out Obamacare, which has been a complete disaster.
Yeah.
Biden seems to be determined to roll out the central bank digital currency, which is literally the game plan that the World Economic Forum has for turning everything over into a social credit system society that we're going to live in. Central bank digital currency all being digital and on our phones means that we can be interfered with at any time in our lives and our freedom taken away. And that money can be taken out forcibly by the IRS. You don't even need to do taxes anymore. They'll just take the money out for you. You have no control over any of it. Like, this is just getting more and more crazy as things go on. And mm-hmm. Biden signing this off, like, Biden can't even put a jacket on. And that guy is signing our rights away, you know, to, like, it's crazy. How is it that a president is getting this much stuff done with little to no pushback? And the answer, I guess, is like a bunch of rhinos who are being blackmailed and on their side, and or just that it is really the globalists, the swamp is still running a large part of America. And, you know, I just wonder, you know, let's just say by some miracle, Trump wins in 2024. And I say miracle because they stole the last election. So obviously, mm-hmm. let's say by some miracle that Trump wins in 2024. Will he just undo all of this like lightning fast, the way that Biden tried to undo everything that he did? Like, gloves are off now. What's going to happen?
I think that's a really good question, because I really hope that Trump learned his lesson from the previous time where it's like he trusted too much in the system. He trusted too much in the people around him. And he was like, you know, no, we got to go, you know, we got to be soft and we got
to
do it.
We have to do this the American way, the right way.
Yeah, not necessarily the right way, but yeah, the American way, you know, the you know,
go through the proper channels, et cetera.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Because I, you know, and it's like, there's so much criticism of this, but again, it's like, you got to look at where the criticism is coming from with the mainstream media, who are being supported by the exact same people that want to fund the IRS to, you know, go after us. Like just the other day, they announced now that anything that you sell on eBay, that's over $600, and any other like, these platforms, you're going to have to file a form with the IRS now. So like, you know, you have
there's going to be a lot of people selling things for $599.99.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have your, you know, Nike shoes that you're trying to sell from vintage, some Nike shoes, and it's over $600, and you have to now file taxes with that to the IRS. And it's like, this doesn't make any sense. Why? You know, instead of like, I was just reading about this today. It's like, instead of pouring billions upon billions and hiring all of these 80,000 new people, why can't we just have an overhaul with our tax system? Why not like just, instead of like paying all this money with our own taxes, why don't we address the tax situation and change this and reformat it? You know, and I really think Trump was trying to do that. And I think if he was in for his next 4 years, I think this is the next thing that he would have gone after. But again, going back to your question, I think that, you know, he was too soft on these things because he was worried. He didn't want to start some kind of like civil war, I think, internally with everybody, especially because of the media. But I think now it's like, I mean, he's not even president, and he's the main topic that everyone is focusing on. And it's like, dude, It's like, he's not even, it's been 2 years. Like, he's not even, he's not the president. Like, get over it and talk about somebody else. But they are so afraid of him. It's like, he has so much, because they know how much power he has. He just says something and everyone just does it. And it's like, that really scares the other side. So I think that if Trump gets in there, I think he's like, okay, you know, gloves are off now. Like, let's seriously get rid of everybody that we need to get rid of. And let's just change all of this stuff. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they like lock down the White House completely, throw out all the press and just do their own thing. And it's like, you know, us as the American people would just have to trust that. Okay. You know, now granted, I'm not saying I like every single thing that Trump did, especially with the vaccine stuff. I'm still like kind of all upset about how that all went down, but I do know that, you know, he's not part of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's not part of the World Economic Forum that's trying to take over everything. And he definitely would be against what's happening with the IRS.
Okay. So before we go over to Rise TV, and we are going, I'm going to have Ben tell you everything that we're going to be talking about over there, because it's crazy. But I just want to leave you guys with this. Why is the Biden administration pouring so many billions of dollars into the IRS? This is on everyone's mind. Why do that, right? What we are dealing with here is a very modified version, a never been done before version of communism and socialism, where the corporations or capitalist system has been taken over by globalists. It's being manipulated and controlled to roll out a socialist system that controls you. And the IRS and taxes are essential for the socialist utopia that they want to bring in. That's what they've been, it's in all of their economic books all over the place, is the taxes, you know, making everyone equal, all of this stuff. And the way that you roll out a socialist system, whether you know it or not, is through the IRS, essentially. So they're beefing up the IRS because that is to be their socialist police to bring in this whatever you want to call it, socialist world order, new world order, whatever it is. So, I mean, the confusion, yeah, why do this? It doesn't make any sense. You know, he literally, Biden just signed an anti-inflation act that empowers the IRS to hire 87,000 people. Anti-inflation, huh? Okay. Like, what else are you good? Like,
the whole thing is so ridiculous.
It's like, again, it's like somebody offering you a cancer cure pill, and it's really like cyanide, and giving it to you and be like, it's called cancer cure, take it. And then you take it and you die because it's like poison, right? Call it whatever you want. You know, like, people have to start looking into these things. Like, they're great at calling things something and then hiding all kinds of crap in there in those bills. But anyway,
yeah,
I digress. Ben, tell us what we're going to get on Rise TV, because you've got some crazy stuff here.
Yeah. So I really want to get into a 9/11 discussion. So we'll talk all about how his confession, Cheney's confession, related to 9/11 and what exactly he said in confessing to what happened at 9/11, and also how somebody was part of an MK Ultra program that Cheney was overseeing, and that person died. So we will get into that.
And also how it really is Michelle and Barack Obama that are the new Twin Towers. Could not resist that one. All right. After this trailer, we'll be hitting all of that awesome stuff on Rise TV. So if you can support our work, come over. It keeps the lights on. It keeps us going. It keeps us producing all kinds of content for you guys. It's only $9.99 a month, which by inflation standards is hardly anything anymore. So if you can support our work, we would really appreciate it. And if not, we're going to keep producing content over here. But you know you want to help us. Please do. And we love you guys so much. Thanks for your support. If you're over on Rise TV right now, we love you guys. And if you don't have anything else to add, Ben, we'll head over to Rise TV.
Let's head over to Rise and talk about 9/11.
All right.
A vast secret history. A lost ancient civilization. An empire they tried to erase. Tartaria's hidden past is just as fictional as Atlantis. Or is it? Humanoid giants. Magical creatures that shouldn't exist. Dogmen. Centaurs. Magicians. And evil spirits. Why did the Soviet communists remove all traces of Tartaria from their books? Why was it so important to wipe Tartaria off the face of the earth? Take a glimpse into the truth of the past. You were never supposed to know.
So, did Genghis Khan's ancestors and the Tartarians really discover America? Was Tartaria a global civilization?
Forgotten maps. The journals of Marco Polo. Ancient structures. Evidence of advanced technology. Edge of Wonder brings you Tartaria.
Bloodline is extremely important in Masonry.
An active Freemason whistleblower.
I was ultimately approved to join.
Reveals his story for the first time.
So I got into it by reading about it, and then I petitioned to join a lodge in the area.
Discover things you never knew.
Here's the mind-blowing thing. There's a book in this library by John Dewey.
Insider knowledge never before divulged.
But he literally told me, he said, in a Wall Street firm.
One of the 13 bloodlines, up close and personal.
This is going to sound like I'm making it up, but I really did feel something I never experienced on meeting another person on this earth.
Well, the Twin Towers.